Well, it's a great opportunity to once again be with you. This is Life Sites, the radio show, and my name is T. George Humpshire. Today we're going to be continuing our discussion on the series of the overemphasis of principles over a loving relationship. But before we do, I wanted to read this legal statement disclaimer. This radio show in no way is intended to be used to diagnose, treat, or cure any specific individual problem or problems. Individuals are highly recommended to see a qualified helping professional, medical doctor, or other caregiver to help them diagnose, treat, and or cure their own specified problem or problems. Well, this week we're going to discuss the continuation of what we've been talking about in our series here, and we're going to focus on the Holy Spirit and really what the Holy Spirit leads us to, as important as just discussing a bit here about what it means to be dependent on the Holy Spirit. Because we talked about how when we needed to depend on the Holy Spirit with faith, and we talked about how love is so critical to that faith, because faith by itself is a sounding brass. So when we develop that love with the Lord Jesus and the Father, in that process it develops our faith automatically, because I mean, we're trying to love the Lord Jesus and the Father and we can't see them, so that's faith. We're doing something that is not seen. It's not, you know, touchable or obvious. We can't put our hands around the Lord Jesus and the Father, so to say. It's in the spiritual realm. They are. And we live in the spiritual realm as well in a real sense. And that's part of the problem with so much of this spirituality that is going around with the negative of the spiritual. I don't even want to get into the specifics of it. It's just all over the place, and people are diving into it, making it a part of their lives. But we are spiritual beings, and we're going to have to deal with that element of spirituality, because it is the most important and dynamic part of our lives. And as we've said, as we develop that love and the faith increases, what happens is that we become dependent on the Holy Spirit automatically, so that we begin to develop the fruits of the Spirit as the Father wills, and in His grace, what that fruit, as Dr. Lewis Berry Chafer talks about, I think it was his book, Grace, and I'll be getting into what he talked about in He That Is Spiritual, his other book. But he talks about how the fruit of the Spirit is given to us by grace. And, you know, even being dependent on the Holy Spirit, we still don't have to have the fruit of the Spirit. The Father doesn't have to give that fruit to us, but He does plentifully, as I've experienced. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, but He doesn't have to. And I guess part of it is we can't take for granted the incredible things that God gives us, Lord Jesus gives us, the Holy Spirit gives us. It's just absolutely miraculous. You know, the love, the joy, the peace, the self-control, all the rest that the Holy Spirit gives to us. The Father does grant those to us in grace. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And so as we depend on the Spirit, we have that development of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and many, many other things that the Holy Spirit gives to us. I mean, endless kinds of things like strength and power and discernment and all those incredible fruits that I, you know, some of them I just mentioned. But there's so much that the Holy Spirit gives to us that we can now not just access, but we can now grow in and develop and mature in our Christian lives in that dependency on the Holy Spirit. But what else does the Holy Spirit do? And I think this is certainly one of the greatest things that the Holy Spirit does, that Lewis Berry Chafer, I believe is the co-founder of Dallas Seminary, had discussed, the great theologian, and how the Holy Spirit, he's looking at the Gospel of John, and he talks about how the Holy Spirit manifests and reveals the Lord Jesus to us as one of His great roles. And I think that's absolutely correct, that as we depend on the Holy Spirit, the Spirit manifests the Lord Jesus to us in an incredibly powerful way. And why is that? Because as we talked about before, that when we go to love the Lord Jesus, we love Him, the Father, and then we get, you know, the dependency on the Spirit, but then it comes back around, so to say, an even more powerful way. Now that we're depending on the Holy Spirit, the love is increased, the awareness is increased, the manifestation of who the Lord Jesus increases in our lives. And so it all builds up in a very, very powerful and positive way that we may never have thought we could obtain when we first became Christians, that we could ever be this close to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we ever could say, like I can say, that I'm in love with Jesus Christ, that He indeed is my life. And to come to that point, I had to learn to depend on the Spirit through the things we've talked about. But to get to that point is incredible, because the Holy Spirit then helps us to discern the Lord Jesus, and He helps us to grow closer to Him. So He kind of brings Him to us in our lives, so to say. We can see Him. And of course, I've talked about before powerfully how the Lord Jesus Christ begins to speak to us. And that all is part of, depending on the Holy Spirit and the Spirit enabling us to be in the spiritual realm, to be able to hear the Lord Jesus speak to us, as He talks about, that he speaks to His sheep. My sheep hear My voice. I call them by name. I mean, that is just unbelievable. And so to have that is to me unspeakable. It's so incredible. It's so wonderful. It's just fabulous. And I wish I could give that to every Christian, that they can understand that the Lord Jesus, understand first, that the Lord Jesus does and wants to speak to you, and that He will do it, and He'll be your best friend. I mean, I talk to Him throughout the day, and I don't have to, pray without ceasing, so to say, all the time, because it's, I think that verse talks about attitude of prayer that Paul talks about, pray without ceasing. But this sense of discussing and communicating and having friendship with the Lord Jesus. I think that's my dog barking in the background. Forgive me. She's an incredible little Bichon, Abby. But we'll forgive her if you can hear. But my friends, the point is this, that when we have that intimacy with the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit is giving us that spiritual ability to be in that relationship at its utmost, at its most incredible and powerfully loving closeness that I could ever express and describe to you. I didn't have for many years. Now I've had it for countless years, praise the Lord Jesus, but it took me a while. I was a slow learner. And if you're one who it's taken a while for too, I would just strongly suggest that to listen to these tapes and to help, they'll help give you insight on how to get to this point, because I never thought I'd get to it. I went a number of years like, Lord, I don't know what's going on here. And Howard would say, George, have you heard the Lord Jesus speaking to you? And I'm like, speaking? What are you talking about? I didn't think it was nuts. I just thought, well, I don't know what's wrong with me and all that kind of stuff. And, there were some things wrong with me. I'll be generally frank about that. And so I had to deal with some things in my life, and I had to finally say, Lord Jesus, You're going to be my life. I don't care about all this other stuff. I want You as my Lord and Savior. I want You as my life, and I want to fall in love with You. I want You to be the most close and incredible friend and person in my life. And I was able to do that because that's where I finally came to a conclusion. Look, there's no more playing around here. I allow the Lord Jesus to be my God, to be my Savior, to be my best friend, or I don't. I just, do whatever, and He's not going to ever be the close Savior of my life that I wanted Him to be, and I craved for Him to be for so many years, and just couldn't get to that point. So this is what we're talking about. as we depend on the Holy Spirit, He opens us up to this amazing manifestation, as Dr. Chafer talks about, and revelation of Jesus, so that we can begin to see Him better, hear Him better, talk to Him better, love Him better, and all the rest. And it is, my friends, if I can just share anything in the Christian life to you that is more powerful, I don't have it. This is it right here. You won't need people, because you'll have the Lord Jesus. He'll be your best friend. And a lot of folks in the Christian world are caught up in the needing people and the churchianity and all the rest, and they're missing the absolute incredible focus of our Christian lives, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And like I said, I was there before too. So my heart goes out to you if you do not have that closeness, because I must be honest, I can't live without it. And if that's a crutch, believe me, I don't think it's a crutch. It's actually, you know, my life, my existence. He is my life. It's way beyond a crutch. It's way beyond a crutch. It's who I love, and I don't want to disappoint, as we talked about with the principal thing. You know, I love the Lord Jesus so much that I don't want to disappoint Him. I love the Father so much and the Spirit. I don't want to disappoint them. I don't want to grieve the Spirit. I don't want to grieve the Father, because of love first and then principle second. And so it is very, very powerful just for me to consider, as I stand here and do this radio show. I like standing, not sitting doing the show, but to look back on the many years I've been close to the Lord Jesus, but then the years that, you know, the number of many years that were not becoming a Christian at the age of 8 and rededicating my life at 15 and just not getting to where I wanted to be until I had finally made a serious commitment. And maybe, my friend, that's what you may need to do, is you may need to just go off somewhere, to a park, down a nice road that's not dangerous or something, and you know, off in the countryside, and just be with the Lord Jesus and say to Him, I want You to be Lord of my life, Lord Jesus. I want You to be my Savior. I want You to be my best friend. I want You to be my God. I need You as my Savior every day of my life. I need You to be what I need You to be, and that's my life. And I think if you can get to that point, then I think it's absolutely going to happen, because that's probably what you may need. That's what I needed. But the point is, if that's where you're at, I think that you'll have the breakthrough. The breakthrough you're wanting, you're going to hear Him speak to you, and there's a big difference between, you know, someone saying they love you verbally and hearing the Lord Jesus in your heart, or more powerfully, I believe, in your mind, where He's telling you by name, I love you. That, my friend, is miraculous. Well, we're getting near the end here. I did want to mention, as I do, that I have two books out. Book one, The Paths to Individual Breakdown, and book two is Old Self, New Self. They're part of what I've developed as something called the Life Sites series, Insights into the Individual Christian Life. These books are the combined thoughts of Howard Blandoe, psychologist, and myself, T. George Humpshire. And we, as Howard had given me consent to write these books in a way, you know, actually he said anything he ever told me, just make them your thoughts. But of course, I'm a you know, English major wannabe. I think that was my freshman year before I abandoned that major. And I've always been one for, I can't do plagiarism. So, but Howard, he didn't look at it that way. He was an amazing, obviously, greatest Christian I've ever known. But he didn't look at things like that. Oh, you plagiarist. Just make them your own thoughts. Don't even bring up my name or something. And I'm like, well, no, not a chance. as much as I love him and, you know, I want to respect who he is and what he's done for my life. Obviously, I want to tell others about what he said and the insights that he had combined with mine. Well, my friends, we are out of time. You can find everything on untojesusnotmen.com. One word, untojesusnotmen.com. Until next time, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and may you allow him to be your life. Goodbye.